Ramadan, precious moments of Ramadan.
It is mentioned in a Hadith Mubarakah that of all the verses of the glorious Quran, there is one verse that is immense excellence, and that verse is Ayatul Kursi. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has reported to have said that of all the verses of the Quran, Ayatul Kursi is the chief, and in whichever home it is recited, the shaitan flees from there. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, there is nothing preventing him from entering paradise except death. Who? The person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah. Subhanallah. Let me share with you five excellences of Ayatul Kursi. And let's make it a habit. Whether we're getting up in the morning, whether we're sitting in our cars, leaving our houses, or after every salah, let's make it a habit of reciting Ayatul Kursi. Why? Because the one who recites Ayatul Kursi, he will enter paradise after death. He will remain secure from the tricks of the shaitan. If he is poor and destitute, then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, through the blessings and the barakat of this ayah mubarakah, he will become rich. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ayatul Kursi and the two subsequent verses up to Khalidun, if they're recited every morning and every evening and when lying down on the bed, that person will be protected from theft, drowning and burning. And if it is inscribed on a tablet and hung in the home through the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, there will be special barakat, special mercies on that house. There will be no shortage of food and the house will be protected from thieves. Subhanallah. We should make it a habit of reciting Ayatul Kursi in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu